Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Philippe Lhuillier, the CEO of Scancell. Phil, very good to speak with you. You've just released an update on your lead trial in melanoma, which will be the focus of your presentation at the ESMO IO on Thursday. Can you summarize the key takeaways, please?
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, I'd like to make three points about our announcement. Firstly, I'm very pleased to be able to say that our SCOPE study, our phase two SCOPE study, testing our lead immunobody agent, iSCIB1 Plus, has met the objectives that we set out for it. This phase two translational or exploratory study has enabled us to define the parameters for the next phase, the registrational study. We now know how to give our therapy and at what dose. We also know which patient population, importantly, we will take forward into the registrational study. So we've got the parameters defined for the study. Secondly, and importantly, it's all about the data, and data is important in today's competitive industry. And our data is showing, consistently showing, good durable benefit in our patients. We're now, in fact, seeing a 74% progression-free survival at 16 months for the lead product, iSCIB1 Plus. This compares with 46% at 12 months for standard of care. And remember, standard of care is the combination of two checkpoints, ipilimumab and nivolumab. So we're seeing a really strong benefit and a durable benefit on top of standard of care. Additionally, today, we're sharing further data showing you different patient populations that historically the checkpoint therapies have been less efficacious in, such as BRAF status, PD-L1 status, and prior checkpoint therapy. And consistently across all of these subgroups, iSCIB1 Plus is showing a really good clinically meaningful benefit. And then thirdly, I just want to say that we're also reinforcing the value and the importance of the HLA type, and that as a predictive marker. And we'll use that as a predictive marker in our patients going forward. And we see a clear difference between the target population that represents 80% of advanced melanoma patients and the non-target population. And on top of that, when we look at the translational data, we are seeing a T cell response, a memory-like T cell response, and these responses are correlating with clinical benefit. So taken together, we're seeing the responses to the in the immune system in the patients, and that's translating into clinical benefit, and that's across broad subtypes of melanoma patients.
Phil, what does this new update mean for Scancell, practically speaking?
So practically, this moves our program from being a proof of concept study into late stage development. We know, as I mentioned, the parameters on which to design our phase three study, and we also have supportive feedback from the regulators that we've talked to. This will allow us to really finalize the design of our registrational study, which we're planning to kick off later in 2026. It's also materially strengthened our proposition to partner and to refinance our way forward, because we're now seeing a maturity to our data.
What's next then, Phil?
Next is to focus on the regulatory conversations to get full alignment on the design of our registrational phase three study, and in parallel to accelerate the discussions with potential partners to be able to finance our study to move forward into phase three. We're executing our two-pronged strategy, as I call it, on the one hand, being opportunistic to partner the program, but also alongside that, ensuring that the organization has the talent, the resources, and also the vendor relationships to be able to go it alone.
Phil, I hope you'll continue to keep us updated on your progress with that. Thank you very much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Philippe Lhuillier, the CEO of Scancell.